With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Happy April Fool's Day. This is not a joke, Michaela. We're on air. We're in a pandemic. It's all real still. This is the morning
beat. I thought maybe I'd wake up and it was like, surprise, it was all a dream.
And this is Michaela Gordon, wishing for the best, hoping for a future brighter than today. But alas, here we are. It's April 1st. What year is it? I don't even know.
I'm just happy we're out of March. How long was March?
3.5 years.
I'm telling you.
Specifically.
We're in 2025. How long March went.
March is probably the longest month I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Actually, let's take that back. January was a dread.
January too, you struggled with that?
January lasted.
February was fine.
February was kind of a breeze.
We got an extra day this year in February even.
February was very polite.
It was polite.
March came in with a vengeance, and April is looking like a real bitch.
Listen, April's going to be great. No, it's not. It's probably going to be worse before it gets better, but we have a great show for you today. We have
so much packed
into the next 4 hours. We're super excited. This morning, we're going to kick off our morning with a couple of interviews we did yesterday that were so impactful and so wonderful for International Day of Trans Visibility. That we're going to replay those. We have a mother of a young trans man, and also Rex Wild, who's a trans activist working with different companies to bring inclusion into the workforce. We're going to play that interview for you. A little bit later on in this hour, we're going to be answering some of our fans, we'll call them, Michaela. Can we call them fans?
No, they're our friends.
Our fans, our followers on social media.
We posed
a question to them yesterday. Like, what would you do for $1,000? And we got some really interesting answers.
Okay, but I'm going to be honest with you. The difference between what I got in my DMs and what AJ got in his DMs talks about the kind of people we are.
Well, I didn't want to call them followers because that sounds culty. So I said fans. But our friends are very different, apparently, Michaela. Then later on in the show,
Cults with a Q.
We've got Justin Martindale calling in. He's obsessed with Tiger King. Of course, we want to hear his take on that. My mother is calling in for a check-in today.
Yes.
And then also we have Yvette Nicole Brown on the show. She's a good friend of mine. She's the sweetest human being on the planet and best known probably for Community, which happens to be coming out on Netflix today. You can stream all 6 seasons. So we have a really great show ahead for you. But first, let's be adults, Michaela. Let's give them some news on the beat.
All right, here we go. President Trump issued a grave, sobering warning during a coronavirus briefing, preparing the country for 100,000 to 240,000 coronavirus deaths in the coming weeks. It is the first time the administration has laid the numbers bare in such a straightforward way. Dread is spreading in other parts of the world as well, like in Hong Kong, where beauty parlors, nightclubs, and karaoke rooms have been shut down as the region contends with a second wave of corona cases. The CDC now says that as many as 1/4 of those infected with the virus could be walking around with no symptoms and transmitting it, which makes social distancing measures all the more crucial. This growing public concern has led China to start counting cases in its official tally. So it's important, I guess, to look at the fact that even if you've had it, you can still pass it on. You can still get it again.
Get it a second time, cases. Possibly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad. Yeah. I hate you, Corona.
We're gonna focus on the good stuff, though,
right? Okay. Let me find anything in my good. Now I'm telling you all the news. Now
news just is like, not.
Happy. I hate this segment now. I used to love it. I used to feel so smart from it. Now I'm like, hey guys, sorry, it's me again with the news. I feel like Eeyore. All right, it's Census Day in the U.S. when local leaders encourage people to complete and return their census forms. That part's not optional. Participation in the census is required by law, but there are plenty of reasons to comply. Census numbers determine how many representatives each state gets in Congress and how billions of dollars in federal funding gets spent. Schools, roads, and other crucial community components will gain or lose money over the next 10 years, depending on this official population tally. But we'll talk more about that.
Have you done your census, Michaela? Have you and Lisa?
Yeah, what do you think I am?
Lisa, have you done your census yet? It's today. Come on, people. Look, the LGBTQ community is barely being counted right now. We have to fill these out. It's going to impact our lives for a decade. I'll help you after the
what
show.
What are you, Equality California? Get off my back.
Listen, after the show, we're going to fill out your census. It's super easy. You do it online. It takes 5 minutes.
No, we're absolutely doing it. And that's why we have Sam McGrath-Pate joining us actually from Equality California, 720 Pacific, to talk about the importance of it and for our LGBTQ, LG, what? Okay.
Wow.
April Fools.
She's not a lesbian anymore. Ha ha.
Oh my God. I'm not anything anymore. I'm just in my house all the time.
Just Eeyore.
That's who I am. All right, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're still in good company. You should celebrate, of course, Hillary Scott, lead singer of Lady Antebellum, 34. Love this song.
Oh, that's a good
love
one.
Love this song. TV host and commentator Rachel Maddow, 47. This is one. Singer Susan Boyle, 59.
Wait, is it really her birthday?
Yeah, remember when she came out? She's like, I dreamed a dream that life goes by.
She's 59?
Like, oh, my God. Don't say what you're going to say. Don't say it.
Listen, she looked 112 when she was on that show.
You know what?
But she's a sweetheart. She's a good singer.
Okay, coming up, we were joined yesterday with PFLAG Ambassador Marsha Izumi for Trans Visibility Day to discuss why it is important to stand with our loved ones who are trans and the importance of their new hashtag, So Fierce. We have that coming up for you next.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Thank you so much for hanging with us this morning. If you're new to our show, welcome. If you want to catch up on some of our past episodes, our show gets turned into a podcast every single day after we go off the air. So go ahead and download the radio.com app, listen to the Morning Beat in podcast form, and then hang out with us 5 days a week. Wherever you are, wherever your home office is now, wherever you're listening to us from, we welcome you. So this story is really interesting. Michaela came across a story the other day of people getting $1,000, not quite a million, which although I do love this song, Justin. $1,000.
I do not know what this song is, and I hate it.
No, it's Bare Naked Ladies. It's from like my college years. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
I literally was thinking in my head, I hate this.
If I had $1,000,000, you don't know this song?
I would like Money by Cardi B.
Okay, well, that is...
I'd like to pump the people up.
Well, that is a good option, but this is really speaking to my heart right now. Okay, so here's the idea. People are getting paid to like turn people in, apparently. In other places around the world, this story came out of Quebec. Somebody turned in a party next door, got like $1,000 for snitching on them. Would you do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why?
First of all, I do it for free. Social distancing is a real thing. If you're throwing a party of 10 or more, you're putting my life at risk.
Especially if they're your neighbor.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm gonna agree with you on this one. I would do it too.
Yeah.
For $1,000, especially right now. Like nobody's job is safe right now. The unemployment rate is so high. Of course I would do it.
I might do it after the show. Actually, I'm going to start checking out my neighborhood. Calling the cops.
Just randomly like, calling in on people. Hey, honey, I made $4,000 today. No big deal.
Easiest amount of money ever.
Well, it's interesting. Like we're in interesting times right now. And as we adjust to this new normal, it brings up a really interesting question. Like, what would you do for money? And when it comes to the safety and well-being of yourself and others, is it worth it? So we thought we'd pose this question to our social media followers last night. We got some very interesting answers.
Okay, so I want you to read some of your sweet answers.
I had very thoughtful answers. I'm really proud of my followers.
Oh, good. And then I'll give you my...
Okay, so one of my followers, I'm not going to say their names, but one said, I wouldn't do anything wild. I asked what the wildest thing they would do with $1,000. They said, not the wildest thing, but... If I did win, I would go buy N95 masks for healthcare professionals.
Oh, that is so, that's so thoughtful. Sweet.
Another one of my followers said, buy PPE and medical supplies online and ship them to New York hospitals.
Oh my God.
I literally have the sweetest followers
that's
on the planet.
Literally nothing that I
what
got.
What did yours say?
One of my followers, who's known as a very, very gay man, said, I'd go straight for $1,000.
$1,000?
In this quarantine, I'd go straight. Another
$1,000.
Yeah, for $1,000 during this quarantine, I'd go straight. Another one said, I'd buy a stripper pole and use the rest of the money to be thrown on myself.
Well, it's important to have goals. I do. I'm kind of that. It's also a stripper pole could like work on your physical health, your mental health. Well, one of my followers said that they would speak to Trump via WhatsApp call for $1,000. Only via WhatsApp, though.
Oh, that's it.
They don't want to get too close.
No. Well, the last one I got was for $1,000 in quarantine, I would paper a house you choose with my last remaining roll of toilet paper. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called love.
That is love. I used to get toilet paper when I was a kid.
Oh, my God. We'll never look at TPing the same again. Yeah. Do you know one time I toilet papered a house and the woman came out while we were doing it? It was my friend's mom. She screamed so loud at us. I was terrified and never did it again.
As she should have, you hoodlum.
Whatever, it was funny.
We used to TP houses all the time. Like, it was nobody's business. It was cool. I was good. All right, I'll leave you with this last
guess
one.
Guess you wish you never did that.
This is the one I think you're going to relate to because it's the one I relate to.
Yes.
Mindy said, not a thing, I'm staying home. Not a thing she would do for $1,000. I kind of get that too.
Okay.
I just want to lay in bed.
I don't know if I get that. $1,000?
$1,000?
You do a lot with $1,000?
It's not a million. You don't understand. You have no concept of money. We talked about the $2 trillion stimulus package. You're like, that's like play money. It's monopoly money. I don't even know what that means.
I know. All right, guys, well, coming up, as we approach phase four of the stimulus package, what exactly can we expect? Sam Liger at Pay From Equality California joins us to break it down.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. We have a great show ahead for you today. AJ and Michaela coming to you from Michaela's living room as we socially and physically distance from one another. I see you way over there. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just thinking today is April Fool's and I want you to try to put a little prank on you.
We're not allowed to prank.
On you.
Oh, on me. Yeah, just on me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of. I was in deep thought about it.
I brought you soup this morning. I brought you homemade vegetable soup and you're going to prank me?
Well, listen, it's all I have left.
It is. Well, let me give you something to live for, shall I?
Yes.
We've got Samuel Garrett Pate from Equality California calling in just a little bit. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a couple conversations. One on this new infrastructure, $2 trillion stimulus package, a new one that politicians are now debating. Also, he's going to be talking to us about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and also the 2020 census. The deadline is today. So make sure you fill out your census form. Make sure you're counted so we get the money
we
need.
Fill out your census.
You know who also is a big fan of the census? She's been campaigning. She's big on the campaign trail. We have Yvette Nicole Brown.
Love
calling
her.
In today. I've worked with her in the past. She's a dear friend of mine. She's so wonderful. And she's going to be telling us why it's so important to not only fill out your census, but why it's so important to stream Community on Netflix, because all six seasons are available on Netflix starting today.
Yeah, you need to laugh.
Yes, so it's something perfect to look forward to. But in the meantime, we've got some news to dish out.
If you don't first acknowledge my you fill out your census.
I'm trying to ignore.
You can't ignore this.
Is that country?
It's a song that I changed the... You know what? The fact that I'm explaining this...
Maybe you should do a vocal warm-up before you try that next
maybe
time.
Maybe we should play Bare Naked Ladies one more time.
Maybe could Carrie Underwood sing this song for us?
Okay,
maybe if she sang it, it'd make me happy.
News on the beat is tough.
Wow. News on the beat.
News on the beat. All right. President Trump issued a grave, sobering warning during a coronavirus briefing, preparing the country for 100,000 to 240,000 coronavirus deaths in the coming weeks. Now, it is the first time the administration has laid the numbers bare in such a straightforward way. Dread is spreading in other parts of the world as well, like in Hong Kong, where beauty parlors, nightclubs, and karaoke rooms have been shut down as the region contends with a second wave of coronavirus cases. The CDC now says that as many as one-fourth of those infected with the virus could be walking around with no symptoms and transmitting it. So we're going to have Sam Garrett Pate on coming up to talk more in depth about that. He's also going to talk about the importance of the Census Day in the U.S., where local leaders encourage people to complete and return their census forms. That part is not optional. Participation in the census is actually required by law, but there are plenty of reasons to comply. Census numbers determine how many representatives each state gets in Congress and how billions of dollars in federal funding gets spent. Schools, roads, and other crucial community components will gain or lose money over the next 10 years, depending on this official population tally. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't realize how important it was. I was not educated enough.
I never filled one out before. I filled one out the other day for our home, and it took about 2 to 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
It was so quick. It was so easy.
I love it. Well, Sam McGarrett Pate is going to join us to talk about the importance of the census as well. But if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in very good company. You're celebrating with TV host and commentator Rachel Maddow, 47 years young. singer Susan Boyle, 59 years old.
Here she is.
Yeah.
I know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody like else that? Ever, I'm just going to say this. Can I just say it?
Yeah.
Anybody else ever really think she's really not that great of a singer? Like, her story was incredible, so I root for her and I love her and I adore her. But if you just close your eyes and listen to her, she's okay.
I'd like for you to turn his microphone
off. No, she has a nice tone.
You say April Fool's right now.
That's not an April Fool's. I just don't think she's that great.
I think she's incredible.
No, I think she's incredible as a singer, as a vocalist.
I think as a vocalist, she's great, and I'm the singer in the room, as you guys could tell from my fill up my census. Okay, SNL alum Taryn Killam, 38 years young. Now, give us a vibe of the day.
All right, so everything you're going through is making your story more interesting and powerful. The stories and lessons you'll be able to share with others will make all of the temporary pain and confusion worth it. Think of the stories we're going to tell our grandkids someday.
Oh, my God.
This time.
Is that insane?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, you guys, well, coming up as we approach phase four of the stimulus package, what exactly can we expect? Samuel Garrett-Pate joins us to break it down.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Now, today, on today's show, it's a really big day. It's the census. It's the deadline for the census. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment with Samuel Garrett-Pate from Equality California. But first, he's joining us to have a conversation about another $2 trillion stimulus package that's being proposed right now. So joining us on the line right now is Samuel Garrett-Pate. Thank you for being here with us.
Good morning.
Just a couple of things. So what we're seeing here so far, and I want you to clarify, President Trump is calling for a $2 trillion infrastructure package as part of the government's emergency response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they've called for increased infrastructure spending to sort of mitigate the outbreak's effects. But in recent years, Democrats and the White House, Republicans, have not had a whole lot of success on this topic. Could this time be different and why?
Sure. I think if you look back historically, right, at stimulus packages from the past, there is often a bipartisan focus on infrastructure as an investment that the government can make that sort of satisfies both sides of the aisle, right? So I think that's where you would see some bipartisan cooperation. Obviously, for years now, as you noted, there have been talks between the Trump administration and Democrats in Congress about a massive infrastructure package. It's something that Trump has said he wanted. It's certainly something that the Democrats and Speaker Pelosi favor. The running joke in D.C. has always been that, you know, every week is infrastructure week and every week Trump fails to talk about infrastructure. I think what's different now, though, is that we're confronting a global economic crisis, right? On top of the health crisis, the pandemic, is this economic fallout where the United Nations just released a report calling for a coordinated global effort to reinvigorate the world economy. This is huge, and one way to help stimulate the economy would be to invest in infrastructure. And so I do think you could see a deal there. I think Speaker Pelosi does not want phase four or part four of the stimulus to be limited to infrastructure. She wants key components of paid medical leave and some other things that they felt were left out of the first three phases because Republicans were dragging their feet. I think they see obviously a growing crisis, not a shrinking one. And so they see an opportunity to do more to help the American people in phase four.
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about today how Hong Kong is seeing now the virus coming back. People are getting sick again. So we can't even be assured that we're going to get through the Rona the first time and be done. But I thought it was very interesting how you talked about the world kind of coming together to help each other sort of with money and the economy. What would that look like?
But I think that's what the UN is calling for, right? They want to see this massive coordinated effort to rebuild the world economy, knowing that we're not at the worst yet, right? We're not this economic fallout. The economy certainly hasn't bottomed out, right? We're far from that. I think here in the US, we're looking at the next 2 weeks being some of the deadliest weeks that we've seen so far, right? So at this point, more Americans have died from COVID-19 than died in 9/11. But what Dr. Anthony Fauci said yesterday from the White House was we should expect that and be prepared for about 100,000 people to die from coronavirus.
Well, Trump,
that's massive.
Trump gave
right?
a briefing yesterday, and they said that this was the first time he was like just giving the hard hitting straight numbers with a very, you know, sober delivery.
He said, yeah, he said as much as 240,000. I mean, these numbers are right. all, these are all speculation.
Even,
they're all models they're using to kind of speculate what could happen. But these
right.
are big numbers.
I don't know that I'd call them speculation, but you know, they're based on models. As they feed more information into the models, you could get a clearer picture, right? And that number could go up. That number could go down in terms of the projections. But right now, 100,000 is projected to be the best case scenario. I think they believe that if they feed more data into the model, they could see that best case scenario drop down to around 50,000. But to be clear, 50,000 people dying. I mean, 58,000 died in the Vietnam War. 58,000 American lives were lost in the Vietnam War. We're talking about 50,000 people dying of this pandemic. I mean, those are real numbers.
Massive. Yeah, those are massive. I want you to circle back around to this idea of this infrastructure package and explain why Democrats are so pressed to get this done. Does it mean jobs? Is that the whole idea, is to get people working again and to boost the economy that way?
Certainly. It boosts the economy in the short term in terms of, you know, we have massive unemployment as a result of this crisis. Getting people back to work, you know, getting people in good paying jobs that can support their families, you know, getting people back into jobs where they have health care, obviously a priority. The reason that infrastructure is such a good investment is right now, you know, we can borrow at a 0% interest rate. And so that's certainly appealing to Democrats and Republicans alike, right? But the other thing is infrastructure is a long-term positive investment on the economy. So it's not just jobs for job's sake, but repairing our crumbling infrastructure around the country will have long-term economic benefits for the country. I think that's why you see bipartisan cooperation here. I think in the past, you know, Republicans like Mitch McConnell and his allies in Congress probably favored more of a public-private partnership deal, or, you know, more investment in the private sector to help with infrastructure. Obviously, as the private sector hurts,
well,
I think you'll see some shifting positions.
Yes. Well, Samuel Grant-Pate, we want to talk coming up next, obviously, about the 2020 census, the importance of it for the LGBTQ community, but also with an 80% approval rating and his brother testing positive for coronavirus, will Andrew Cuomo finally have that push to run for president? You're going to answer that and so much more. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. If you're just now joining us, we are joined again by Samuel Grant-Pate of Equality California. In our last segment, we were discussing this new $2 trillion stimulus package. It's an infrastructure bill, possibly, that Democrats and Republicans are sort of hashing out right now. If you missed that conversation, it was great. Go download the radio.com app and listen to the Morning Beat as a podcast anytime, anywhere you go, from your living room to your kitchen to your bedroom. But right now we still have Samuel on the line. I want to talk to you about Andrew Cuomo. He's the governor of New York. He's having a moment right now. He was speaking with his brother on Chris Cuomo on his show on CNN the other night, who's now contracted COVID-19.
Yeah,
he's broadcasting from home. But Andrew, the governor, he's at almost a 90% approval rating, which is unheard of in this day and age. A lot of people asking, are you going to run for president someday? His brother actually asked him multiple times. He said no every time. Is that a real response in your opinion, or is that just the response he needs to say right now?
Well, I think let's be clear, right? If he were to run, we're talking about 2024 at the earliest, 2028, if Joe Biden were to run for two terms and win both times, right?
Yeah.
I think Americans are starved for leadership right now.
Yes.
And the two people who have the biggest platforms to act as leaders have been Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And so I think people are gravitating toward them because they're just hungry for some leadership, someone to comfort them in this crisis and act like an adult. And the president's not doing that. And the two Democrats running for who are running for president just don't have the platform because they're not serving in offices and they're not governors, mm-hmm. right? So they're not serving in offices where they're responsible for managing the response to this crisis. Obviously, Senator Sanders is in Congress, and so he can vote for these relief packages, but he's not managing the crisis in the same way that a governor is. I don't think that either Gavin Newsom or Andrew Cuomo are thinking about running for president right now. I think both of them are thinking about saving lives. I think they're working around the clock, not getting much sleep, and just are totally focused on this. But yeah, I mean, both men have had presidential ambitions in the past. Both have, you know, both decided that this was not going to be their year. For Andrew and Chris Cuomo, their father, you know, famously flirted with running for president and came unbelievably close to doing so, and then ended up deciding not to at the last minute. But you know, I think it runs in the family, and I think Andrew Cuomo is distinguishing himself as a strong leader, especially when he has the mayor of New York, who basically failed in his leadership in this crisis, and then you have the president of the United States on the other end, who also failed. I think Andrew Cuomo stands out within the state of New York as the adult in the room who's actually leading the state through a devastating situation right now, where they're basically the American epicenter of COVID-19.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we just all are looking for an adult and somebody to be like, it's all going to be okay. But I'd like to switch gears a little bit, because today is the day, the big 2020 census. And what I really did not know until AJ was telling me is that LGBTQ like almost didn't even have anything.
Yeah, the Trump administration. So explain this to us, Samuel, because I was under the impression that the Trump administration tried to erase us from the census. I got mine. My partner and I filled ours out last week. We're on there. But can you clarify that for us and also explain to our listeners why it's so important to get those filled out today?
Sure. So under the Obama administration, there had been talks after years of advocacy within the LGBTQ community to add two questions, one asking about gender identity, one asking about sexual orientation. When Trump came in, the Census Bureau decided not to add those questions, which was certainly a loss for the community. However, there are questions on the census for the first time ever about that allow you to indicate that someone is a same-sex partner,
yes.
Whether they're a same-sex unmarried partner or a same-sex married partner. And so that is a huge win, right? And an opportunity for our community to be counted and represented directly on the census in some way. But no matter what, right, whether that question were there or not, it's still so important for the LGBTQ community to be counted. Because even if our sexual orientation isn't on there, the fact that we live in our community, right, the fact that we are Black or white or Hispanic or not, that shows up on the census. There are all sorts of other identities that we have beyond just our sexual orientation and our gender identity. And it's important for us to be counted in those ways as well. Here's why. For every person who isn't counted, our community, whether that's the city of West Hollywood or the county of LA or the state of California, we lose $2,000 per year for every single person that isn't counted. That's $20,000 over the next decade. The census is done every 10 years.
Per person. Yeah.
Per person that is not counted. So there is a real impact of not filling out the census on your community and the LGBTQ people in your community, right? If West Hollywood is undercounted because LGBTQ people sit out and they make up such a large percentage of the city's population, that has a huge impact on the city of West Hollywood if all LGBTQ people just said, you know what? It's not asking if I'm gay or not, so I'm not going to fill it out.
Mm. Yeah.
We still need to be counted as people in our communities. That's why people should take the opportunity. Today is National Census Day. They just have to go to my2020census.gov, fill out the census, be counted. It's 9 questions, shorter than a BuzzFeed quiz. Takes just a few minutes. You're at home anyway, so there's nothing else to
do. I love that. Yes,
yeah,
9
so
questions.
Yep.
Easy. Don't be intimidated. I'm actually talking to myself. Samuel, thank you so much. I know that we miss seeing you in studio. We hope that you're being safe and taking care of yourself, of course, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, honey. All right, coming up, Ryan Reynolds was asked if he watched his wife on television before they started dating, and his answer was strange. Find out what in What's Poppin' coming up next.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. We want to invite you to join us again tomorrow at this time, 7:20 Pacific, 10:20 Eastern. We've got licensed marriage and family therapist James Gay. He's going to be telling us about his COVID-19 mental health survival guide. I know I need everything on that list. So tune in for that. But right now, Michaela, what's popping?
All right, you guys. Well, this is so funny. I love Ryan Reynolds. I'm a really big fan of just his sense of humor. I think he's constantly tweeting and trolling people in his own family. It's really funny. So he was asked on last night if he ever watched his wife, Blake Lively, on Gossip Girl. Now, everyone knows Gossip Girl was a really big deal back in the day. Everyone watched. So he says, I didn't watch. I drank it through my eyes. And Wow. Everyone's like, what does that even mean?
That's hot.
But kind of hot.
Totally.
So then he's like, yeah, I did. But I love this story because Joe Manganiello talks about how he was in love with Sofia Vergara. In love. That was his celebrity crush. And there were tapes of him being like, she's my celebrity crush. That's who I love. Ends up marrying her like 5 years later.
You know, I interviewed Joe at Sundance right at the same time, right around the same time they'd started dating. Ugh. Or right before they started dating. I will tell you something. Joe Manganiello in real life, in person, is like make you sweat and fall to the ground.
Oh, and sexy. He's like a huge guy.
And he's like my height and just muscle everywhere.
Yeah, he's
hot. I'm sorry, the story is about Blake Lively.
No, it's okay. No, it's about watching your
Daddy Joe
celebrity crush and then being able to marry them. Which leads me to this weekend where Lisa did not have the same experience. I forced her to watch me on American Idol 70 years ago.
No, you did not.
Oh, but I did. I said, you need to know what legacy I'm leaving behind. And she was like, on really bad quality YouTube videos. Okay, Michaela, play it. And I was like, you into it? You like that? And she was like, okay, stop playing.
Can I tell you when Emil and I started dating, I had him, I was on a show called Expedition Impossible on ABC, a Mark Burnett show back in 2011. It's kind of how I got my start in TV. When we started dating, and he's not the first person I did this to, I can't even believe I'm admitting this, I had him watch all 10 episodes of our season because I thought I was so badass. I thought I was like so tough on that show. And I had him watch
so much.
All 10 episodes. And he did. He would like text me late at night. He's like, oh, I'm on episode 3. Wow, I can't believe you did that.
This is
how narcissistic.
This is totally leaving the Blake Lively conversation, but it leads to a funny conversation. I one time got invited to a party. And when I got there, there was just a few people there. It was a small gathering. And we all had to sit down and watch this friend of ours acting reel. And then the hosting reel. And we were like, is this serious? And this person was so into it.
Please tell me it was Chester.
Oh, no, that would be iconic. All right, you guys. Well, we have more for you. Now, coming up, you may know her from the hit TV show Community. But Yvette Nicole Brown is joining us to talk about the importance of this 2020 census. You know, I love that celebrities and friends of ours are calling in to check up on people during this quarantine, using their platform to tell people to stay inside and also staying very political, reminding people how important this is.
Yeah, we were almost not counted on the census. I didn't know when I opened my envelope and put in my code.
That
when I put in my code online to do my census, I wasn't sure. I was like, are members of the LGBTQ community going to be on this census? Because for a while, the Trump administration was sort of trying to erase us. But we're there. We're there. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Yeah, used to it. All right, you guys. Well, Yvette Nicole Brown is joining us to talk about the importance of the 2020 census coming up next.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat on this April Fool's. Let me tell you, Michaela, the show is no joke. Ha! Get what I did there?
Okay, that was not the daddest joke.
Listen, I'm a dad.
You're not a
daddy. Let me complete my sentence. I'm a daddy. Look, my boyfriend's called me daddy for years. I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it. And we're going to run with the show. We have a great hour coming up.
You do look like a daddy with your salt and pepper hair. You look hot.
You need to calm. Continue.
I'm taking back the compliment now.
Let's just scrap this entire hour.
If you didn't bring me skinny girl cabbage soup today that you made for me, I would be angered.
But what's it called when I eat it? Because I also eat it.
Well, okay. First of all, let the listeners know what the truth is. You make the skinny boy cabbage soup, and then you eat ice cream afterwards.
Okay, don't call me out like this. Okay, so here's the thing. There's this cabbage stew that helps you lose weight. It helps you detox. I make it every now and then, and sometimes I bring Michaela a container of it.
And I need a detox because I've eaten every single ounce of food in my home during this quarantine.
Because I went home after eating the half a box of Dots that I found in your kitchen yesterday. I went home, I made myself a big bowl of skinny girl soup, and then I finished it off with a half pint of Ben & Jerry's cookie dough ice cream.
I'm winning. And then they extended it 30 days this quarantine, and I was like, forget it. Now I'm really going in. Well, Lunchables.
Listen.
Charcuterie.
We're going in this hour, Michaela. We have a great hour ahead. We do. In about 20 minutes, we've got a good friend of mine, Yvette Nicole Brown. You might know her from Community. Maybe you saw her. She's in Lady and the Tramp out on Disney Plus. She's got a lot going on. She campaigned for Elizabeth Warren. We're going to have a great conversation with her. She's the kindest human being you'll ever meet in your entire life. And she's funny. Speaking of funny, we've got Justin Martindale calling in because why not? It's April Fool's. Yeah. I feel like this just makes sense.
Yeah, it just makes sense. We want to know some of the best pranks he's ever pulled, so he'll...
It Justin makes sense.
It
Dad
okay,
jokes.
I'm si- okay.
Time for
I don't
news
know
on the beat,
what
Michaela.
You drank this morning,
Do
honey.
Your job. News on the beat.
All right. President Trump issued a grave, sobering warning during a coronavirus briefing, preparing the country for 100,000 to 240,000 coronavirus deaths in the coming weeks. It is the first time the administration has laid the numbers bare in such a straightforward way. Dread is spreading in other parts of the world as well, like in Hong Kong, where beauty parlors, nightclubs, and karaoke rooms have been shut down as the region contends with a second wave of coronaviruses. The CDC now says that as many as one-fourth of those infected with the virus could be walking around with no symptoms and transmitting it. Let me tell you something. I was scrolling through Instagram before we went on air, and the Washington Post posted something about a man hid his coronavirus symptoms to see his wife after she gave birth.
Yeah.
And now they're terrified, the hospital.
Why
could
you
imagine?
Do that? I understand the need to like want to see your kid and your wife.
But all those babies and mothers and vulnerable people.
My cousin Barbara gave birth to twins the other day, first time mother, and her sister, her parents have not been able to see the baby yet, and they're not going to for another month or so.
Yeah, it's serious. This is not a joke. All right, you guys. Well, also, it's very serious. It's Census Day in the U.S. when local leaders encourage people to complete and return their census forms. That part's not optional. Participation in the census is required by the law, but there are plenty of reasons to comply, especially for our LGBTQ community. So I hope that everybody is getting on doing it. It takes 3 minutes, 9 questions.
So fast.
Faster than a BuzzFeed, like Samuel Garrett Pate said. A BuzzFeed quiz, just do it. Help yourselves out. All right, in other news.
Yeah, if you can take the time to figure out which Tiger King character you are on one of those quizzes, you can do this. Like, just do it.
On that, that's probably the best thing you've ever said on this show.
You're welcome.
I'm impressed. All right, guys, well, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You're in good company, and we hope that you're celebrating safely, but you're still celebrating. Also, we want to remind you, if you're celebrating a milestone birthday, DM us at We Are Channel Q. We'll celebrate with you.
Yeah,
we'll
send
give
us
you
a picture.
Shout out.
Send us a picture of you celebrating with the birthday cake at homemade. At homemade? What is that?
I don't even know.
A homemade birthday cake, but however you're celebrating, send us a picture.
We'll a homemade birthday cake.
Yes. Well, chances are.
All right. Well, if you're anything like me, I don't know how to cook anything. So.
Homo made your soup earlier.
Yeah.
You like that?
I loved it. All right. Well, you're in good company celebrating your birthday. Rachel Maddow, 47. Singer. Lady of Lady Antebellum, Hillary Scott.
Singer of Lady Antebellum, is what you just said.
So, what day is it?
You're a big fan.
What is the day even?
How
anymore?
Many days until Carrie Underwood's birthday? Is How it close? Many? Is it coming up? 345. I miss her. She's my favorite.
God, I hate you. Please play Hillary Scott. Give me something to look. Yes.
Okay, there it is.
Yes. And I need you now.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
No, not you. Please stop singing.
And to round it out, Ace of Butterfield, 23. Now, do you have a vibe of the day?
I do have a vibe of the day. Would you like it?
I guess.
I think it'll go great with the song.
Do it.
I'm waiting for the song to drop. There it is. Everything you're going through is making your story more interesting and powerful. The stories and lessons you'll be able to share with others will make all of the temporary pain and confusion worth it. Listen, for much of my life, I've been like, what's going to be that thing that our generation goes through where we can be like our grandparents, like they maybe lived through the Great Depression or World War II. I thought we were just maybe going to skate by. Now I know. We're in it.
Here we are.
We're literally in the thing now.
We're in the thing.
The stories we will tell.
That's maybe how we should just start describing it. We're in the thing.
The thing. This is it.
The thing is happening. Here it is. The thing happened. We're here. All right. Coming up to talk about the thing, you may know her from the hit TV show Community, but Yvette Nicole Brown is joining us to talk about the importance of this 2020 census and her feelings on Tiger King. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Now, every now and then, we get to have an extra special guest on our show that really just warms our hearts and brightens our day. And this next guest is no exception. We've got Yvette Nicole Brown on the line. Now, I met Yvette a couple years back. We worked together at the Golden Globes, and she is one of the kindest human beings I've ever met. Yvette,
and
thank you.
And the funniest.
So, so funny. Yvette, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Yvette.
Hey, guys. Can we just talk about meeting at the Golden Globes, guys? My beloved aunt had just passed away the day before, and AJ arrived at the Golden Globes, and I think we're meeting. I don't know if we were meeting for the first time.
Yeah, I think we're doing a table read.
Yeah, we're doing a table read, and he came in with the most beautiful stuffed animal and a card, and just I was like, well, this is a friend for life. And I still have the stuffed animal. I kept it with me the entire weekend because, you know, I was going through it. It was my auntie, you know?
Yeah.
And it really was the sweetest, kindest gesture. So thank you.
Well, he's so wonderful. He's so uplifting like that. He brings so much joy, of course, to Channel Q. But you're very uplifting and you bring so much joy. And we are in a time where we need you, honey, because we need laughter. And you are the star of Community. You played Shirley Bennett for 5 seasons. And there's big news now. I'm sorry, 6 seasons.
Well, she played, you were on for 5, correct?
But there are 6.
Well, I did 5.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's it's coming out today on Netflix for people to stream. Is that correct?
Yes, it's out right now. By midnight, it was streaming. And you're very generous to say the star of Community. I am one of the little Muppets that sat around that table and honored to be amongst that group of talented people. But yeah, we're out today. If you have not seen Community, you can get on there today and watch 6 seasons of goodness. You sure can.
Yvette, do you ever look back at that cast and think, like, I was working with some of the most talented people in the industry? This is like, we're talking like Chevy Chase, Donald Glover. Donald Glover, before Donald Glover was doing it, like, Atlanta and, like, blowing up and becoming, like, a household name. Do you keep in touch with any of your castmates?
Yes, we just actually all got together maybe 4 or 5 months ago. We had a 10th anniversary thing that Vulture Fest threw for us. And then afterwards, we all got together, even Donald. Everybody showed up and just had the best time. So we have a group chat that we keep going, and every milestone of each other's lives. And, you know, I don't know if anybody follows me on Twitter, but I am the biggest promoter of everything my friends do. So
you are a huge supporter. You're living proof of that right now. Like, you're so supportive of everyone that you care about, which is so awesome. It's why we love you.
Oh, no, it's so great. And so anytime one of them gets a movie or gets married or, you know, becomes like the creator of all things entertainment like Donald, I'm like the first one to post and talk about it. So it's funny. While we were in it, I knew that I was working with comedic geniuses and amazing actors and writers. And, you know, Jim Rash is an Oscar for directing. Like, I knew at the time, though, like I remember sitting and I was at the table and go, what an embarrassment of riches just to steal from all these people, to steal acting greatness and comedic greatness from all these people.
Oh, I'm sure they feel the same. I'm curious. So I know you're really a big supporter of Elizabeth Warren. You were campaigning for her for a while. Now that things have shifted, we're in this new sort of like weird reality of this Democratic primary. What do you think needs to happen for whoever the nominee ends up being? It looks like it's probably going to be Joe Biden, but for a Democrat to take back the White House in 2020, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I and it might be a little hypocritical for me to say this today because I just mixed it up with some people yesterday on Twitter, but I really would love for there to be a little bit more kindness and decency. I am a very kind person, but I also don't suffer fools gladly.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see someone just involved in shenanigans, I have to just get in there and go, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's also probably not me at my best when I do that, but it's just something that rises up. So I would love, myself included, if we could find a way to just be a little kinder and more decent, because as I talk to you from, you know, quarantine, we're facing something really that is bigger than all of us with this pandemic. And who is in charge, we've learned, matters.
Yeah.
If you've never caught your mind that you should probably register to vote, you should think about it from your basement right now, from your kitchen conclave right now. Like, it really is a really serious situation. And you know, it's time to find the person that we want to be able to lead us. And I think we need to find the person that leads with kindness. Now, I felt that person was Elizabeth Warren, as everybody knows. She's one of the kindest, most amazing human beings I've ever met. And she is, I will say this, if people have never met her, she is exactly the woman that she appears to be.
Mm.
And there are very few people that are like that. And I'd like to say at this time that when she was interviewed after she dropped out, sadly, she said the same thing about Joe Biden. She said he is exactly the man that you think he is.
That.
And to me, a kind person telling me that somebody else is a kind person, I'm like, well.
It carries weight. Yeah.
Yvette, I want to talk to you about, you say that we're in a very uncertain time and it's scary. And so people are looking to you to bring them joy because you're so funny and you're so kind. You're uplifting and people can draw strength from you. But who are you drawing strength from during this time?
You know, I'm a person of faith. I mean, everybody knows that. Well, I hope they know that. And I try to, and this is why, you know, I chastise myself about some of my online antics. I try to lead with love in everything that I do. I really do try. I'm human, so I fail at times, but I really feel like you're going to win more hearts and make and uplift more people if when you, they meet you, they know that you're okay with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of got to, they got to know that you love them before they'll listen to anything you have to say. So I draw my strength from just being a person of faith. And I really do feel like God is love and that all we're supposed to do in life is just love each other. And this is not about to get preachy, but I feel like there's been people that have been claiming God and claiming Christ that have been hateful and judgmental and mean.
Mm.
And that's not who God is. And so I'm trying to be like, hey, guys, look over here. This is what he really told us to do. He told us to take care of each other and love each other. And that was it. The judgment and all the other nonsense that human beings do, that human beings added to what God is. That ain't who God is. God is love. Jesus is love. That's it. Love each other.
Listen, you could preach. You could take us to church all day long, Yvette Nicole Brown. Before we let you go, I just want you to know, first and foremost, I appreciate you and we adore you and we love your spirit.
Love you.
On a lighter note, what are you binge watching right now? What is entertaining Yvette?
Oh my God, you guys. I just finished binging Tiger King.
Oh, I knew it. It's so good.
Oh my
good.
God. Wait, okay, Yvette, do this to me. Don't do this because I'm losing my mind. And we got John Finley on our show. He's coming on next week.
The husband with the three teeth? Yes.
With the three teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been talking. We can't stop talking about it. Nobody can.
First of all, I think John Finley, I think in those last episodes, I think he's got them pulled. I think there's nothing up there now. So God bless John Finley. But beyond that, listen, guys, nobody told me how dark it gets.
Nobody could have prepared you.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody. But y'all, listen, this is not a fluffy little story. This is not a joyous little happy story. This is this.
Listen, Yvette. You know, here's the thing. You're a hard worker. You've got your hands in everything, and they're going to be making like an actual series of this. They're casting it now. There aren't not a lot of black folk in this, but
there's
maybe
not
there's
any.
A,
I don't think
maybe.
There were, listen, I don't think there were any black folks. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, you'll understand why. We stay away from all.
It's smart. It's like, smartest
what
community.
Is happening here?
Oh my
well,
goodness.
Well, also now it gets so dark, and Carol Baskin is getting into even more hot water. Like that, she's actually going. They're reopening the case.
Oh my goodness.
And they should. And they should look into it because that's a big property. And where is that man?
Oh my goodness. I could do this all day. Yvette,
I don't
thank
hang
you.
Up. I love you.
Thank you so much for your love and your light and your perspective. And we just appreciate your time.
Thank you. And listen, guys, make sure everybody goes and gets counted for the census. That's very important.
Amen.
Today's the deadline.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure I got that in.
Yes.
Yvette, thank you so much. Truly, you are so wonderful. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Stay safe.
Okay, bye.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
She is really one of the kindest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. Can I just tell you, she was born in Ohio? I'm just saying.
I love that.
Just like me.
Well, listen, coming up, it's April Fool's. So we thought it would be only appropriate to have Channel Q funny guy Justin Martindale join us to talk about his top three favorite pranks. We'll have that coming up next.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Now, as we celebrate April 1st, we thought it'd be fun to call one of our favorite funny men, Justin Martindale, because he makes us laugh, and I'm sure he's got some fun April Fool's stories to tell us. If not, this is going to be a complete waste of our time, but let's just do it. We're in this thing, right?
Bring on the funny, Justin Martindale.
Justin, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Everything's great. everything couldn't be better. So, no, I'm actually, it's good to hear you guys. And, I mean, are we doing April Fool's because isn't it enough?
I'm here. Trust
you're
me.
You're going to make the call. It's your show. So,
look, we were hoping that all of March was an April Fool's joke, but it turns out it was real. So here we are. How are you handling quarantine?
No, I'm actually wondering to see like how far people take the joke taking.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how many people get blocked today from social media for being like, I found the cure, April Fool's.
I know that's true. Well, how are you doing? You're quarantining. Are you with anybody? Just home alone?
Okay, Michaela, once again, yes, I am alone. I'm very alone, just me and my thoughts.
How's that going?
How dark they are. Yeah, no.
God, yes,
I'm doing
you.
Good, I'm good. I actually have a quarantine buddy, my neighbor Denise, who is an alpha lesbian. She's got everything down. I feel safe, I feel secure. We do grocery runs together. We wash our hands together, and that's about it.
Michaela has an alpha lesbian, too. Her name's Lisa. Lisa and I are the only reason Michaela's still alive, to be honest.
Yeah. Lisa's definitely like a silverback alpha, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Justin, you're out of your mind, but I want to know some of the best pranks you've heard or have pulled, considering it's April Fool's.
I mean, there's some – I mean, right, yeah. One of the best pranks that I can think of, I was always such a little turd in school. One of the best pranks that I can think of was when the movie Scream came out.
Oh my God, this is my favorite movie of all time. Do you know that about me?
Yes, I love that movie.
Whoa.
So I decided it would be really funny if I went and got the Ghost Killer costume.
Naturally.
And put it on, bring an actual butcher knife to school. This is Texas at a different time.
Wait, what?
Justin!
That's a terrible idea.
I brought a real butcher knife to school in the ghost face mask and costume and ran through the girls' locker room.
Justin,
while they were changing.
The dumbest person I've ever met.
Justin, I think that's more like a federal offense than it is a prank. I'm not sure.
It was funny. Because then all the cheerleaders were naked running out of the locker room.
But you're gay. You don't even care.
At all.
I know. No, Michaela, I was questioning at the time and didn't know what it was.
Justin.
Get your story straight,
so to speak. Don't even know how to deal with you. How old were you? 17.
Okay, Michaela, once again. Yes, I'm alone, and yes, I might be a year older.
Listen, Jesus. Listen, here at Channel Q, we do not condone this activity. We do not support these ideas.
How old were you when this incident happened? It was yesterday.
I can't even. You gotta take this interview. I'm crying. It's like I've never heard anybody funny in my life. It's either the quarantine getting to me, or you're just really funny today.
I think it's maybe a little bit of both. Like, no shade, Justin. You are funny, but Michaela's losing her mind right now.
Oh, God. Well, if you guys want to laugh with us, Justin Martindale is on a new show on E! It's called The Funny Dance Show. It airs tonight, 11 p.m., 10 Central on E! For people that haven't seen it yet, you want to just give them a little idea?
Yes, please. It's tonight is such a really, really, really fun episode. It's very LGBTQ friendly. Daniel Francese's on tonight from Mean Girls. And we also have Jade Catapretta, who's the host of The Soup. So it's pretty much two teams of comics battle it out for on the dance floor.
Justin, I want to. Mike. Can I just tell you, Justin? Michaela is bright red right now. She can't even breathe. She's crying.
I want her to know what she's done.
We have two teams of
dancers battle it out for $10,000 for a charity of their choice. It's so much fun. If you're quarantined and have nothing to watch, this is like new programming on E! 10 Central, 11 o'clock. It's just way fun. And I'm one of the judges with Lonnie Love and Allison Holker.
I'm tuning in. I think you should live tweet or live stream, like Instagram live.
Oh, we do live tweet it. We will be live tweeting it tonight.
As you're crying alone in your home. Oh, God. With your alpha lesbian neighbor nearby.
I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get out of this and just get laid. Okay?
Well, listen, we're rooting for you.
Be safe.
Oh my God, Justin, I love you. I miss you so much. I don't even know it. I can't get through this. Goodbye, Justin.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you guys, coming up next in What's Poppin', Chris Cuomo has a beautiful, positive message as he's tested positive for the coronavirus. We'll have that audio for you coming up next.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Michaela, this has been a fun show. We've had some great guests on here, some great conversations. And why don't we just keep it rolling, shall we?
Yes.
Do you have any pop culture news for us?
I do. And this is actually a really, really powerful message. So we talked about how Chris Cuomo tested positive for the coronavirus. So last night on his show, Cuomo Primetime, he had a really powerful message for his audience. Let's take a listen.
I tested positive. Yes, as you might imagine, but better me than you. My concern is what I may have put on my family, just like you would. That is hurting me way more than anything a virus can do. So let's focus. Let's use this example of me having it as proof that you can get it too. God forbid. We have to do everything we can to avoid being sick. We have to do it for ourselves, our families, and for those on the front lines who are saving the lives of people like me and many of you. Together as ever as one. That is our remedy. What do you say? Let's get after it.
I love that he said, better me than you.
I know it. I know
I don't know that I would feel the same.
It's really powerful.
I'd rather you get it, Michaela. I'm going to be honest. I'd rather you get it than me if I had to choose. Of course, my first choice would be our producer, Justin, but he's got a baby, so I'm trying to be kind.
Okay, but you, so it's me, so I'm hitting it.
You'd bounce back.
I'd be fine. Or I wouldn't. Wouldn't you feel bad?
I would feel terrible.
Would you have
Justin,
your co-host?
If things get weird in the next few weeks, do not play back this audio ever. Delete it, please.
No. Listen, we're having only a good time, of course, and it is very serious. But it's nice to see sort of these celebrities, including like Andy Cohen, who tested positive. He was one of the first celebrities who tested positive. Have a good recovery. He's back at work. He's telling people and reminding him and using his platform.
He's back with
it's
his
serious.
Baby.
I know.
The
he
cutest.
Made the caption. That caption yesterday, he said, out of all the reunions I've ever done, this is the best one. And it's him and his baby.
It's so adorable. I also love how Chris was so concerned about his family. We actually have my mom calling in today at 9:25 Pacific to discuss like what it's like being at home in Ohio. My dad's still working. He runs a factory that's sort of scaled back production, but there's still a lot of employees there. And I'm really interested to share for her to share the routine that he goes through every day when he comes home from work to keep our family safe.
I love that.
So I think a lot of people can relate to it.
A lot of people can. You know, we really like our segment Checking In because it's just really an opportunity for us to connect to you, our listeners, our friends, and have a very honest and real conversation. So coming up next, we're talking to AJ's Mama Kath, about how she's holding up, how her family's holding up, and it's nice. You doing okay? You feeling okay?
Yes. I'm nervous. My mom, when I asked her about this, I said, hey, can you call in? She's like, just don't say anything that will make me cry. I'm like, well, a lot of things make you cry right now.
Oh.
So I'm nervous, but I'm also just excited to hear her voice.
Well, and also if you cry, you can cry with us here on The Morning Beat. This is your new normal, but we are here for you. We'll cry together. We'll laugh together. And we will celebrate when this is all over together.
And also, if you're just now joining us, if you're just finding out about us. If The Morning Beat is new to you, it's still fairly new to me. I've been here for about 3 months and I've had a great time. This is not the job I thought I was signing up for, but I'm happy to be here. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to have a voice and to give voice to our listeners. But go ahead and download the radio.com app. You can take us with you anywhere you go. That might just be from your living room to your kitchen right now. If you go for a walk, take us on your phone and listen to The Morning Beat as a podcast. We get turned into a podcast about 30 minutes after we go off the air every single day. So we invite you to hang out with us and get to know us.
That's right. All right, you guys. Well, coming up, it's our Checking In segment, this time with AJ's Mama. We will have that for you coming up.
Coming up this hour on The Morning Beat, we've got Samuel Garrett Pate from Equality California on the line talking to us about the importance of filling out your census. Today's the deadline. Do it. He's going to explain why in just a bit. Also, at the end of this hour, we've got our segment Life Goes On. We're sharing three fun songs with you that creative minds have put out onto the interwebs during this quarantine. These people are way more creative than I could ever be, Michaela.
I don't know. I mean, I was going to say, I don't know where people find the time, but...
We've got nothing but time.
Nothing but time.
Make
things up.
And I'm going to tell you, the highlight of our hour is coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes. We've got my mom, Mama Kath, Those who know her and love her.
You just got so Ohio. You were like, my mom.
My mom.
Kath.
That's more like Wisconsin, that's Northern Michigan. That's
literally how you just sounded.
Michaela, calm down or you will not be on this call. And trust me, you want to be because my mom is a gem.
I'll text your mother.
Well, we're doing our segment checking in and we're going to check in with my mom today to see how she's doing. But before we get there, there is some breaking news and news on the beat that's literally breaking my heart right now. Michaela, why don't you share it?
Yeah, this is wild. This year's Wimbledon tennis championships have been canceled by organizers because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The grass court Grand Slam was due to begin on June 29th, but a decision was made to scrap the event for the first time since World War II. And it's not postponed. It's just done.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I'm wondering now if events that have been postponed to June will postpone yet again.
Yeah, and they didn't even postpone this. They straight up canceled it.
Yeah.
That's a big, big deal. Also, for me as a tennis lover, any tennis fans out there, if you're following some of these greats that have been in the sport for so long, the Roger Federers, the Serena Williams, they're kind of coming to the end of their careers anyways. Yeah. So it makes you wonder, are they going to be able to stick around for another year to come back and play another Wimbledon in 2021? Who
knows? That's how I think people were feeling about the Olympics also. Like, it could have been their last year to be in the Olympics, and with it getting pushed to 2021.
Simone Biles, hang in there. Keep training.
I know. Yes, we love her.
We love her.
All right, you guys. Well, in other news, it is very important. This is your final reminder until we speak to Samuel Garrett Pate from Equality California that it's Census Day in the U.S. when local leaders encourage people to complete and return their census forms. That part's not optional. Participation in the census is required by law, but there are plenty of reasons to comply.
Yeah, it's a big one. We filled out ours a couple of days ago. It takes 2 seconds. It's super, super simple.
Super easy.
It's literally like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah.
That's what Sam Garapate said. He's going to explain to us why it's so important that we do that so we get certain funding.
Absolutely.
In the next 10 years.
All right, you guys. Well, the corona crisis is having a particularly dangerous impact on prison systems. The U.S. federal prison system announced it will move to a heightened state of lockdown as it fights the spread of the disease behind bars. This means inmates will largely be confined to their cells for a 2-week period. Good Lord. Prisoners in Washington, D.C. and Texas are suing their correctional systems for better access to soap and paper towels amid the outbreak. Some inmates reported having to use the same towel to bathe, dry their hands, and clean their cells. Meanwhile, dozens of inmates have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Cook County Jail in Chicago. It's the largest single-site jail in the country.
Cook County Jail is actually the jail from the Broadway musical Chicago, too.
Yeah, like, it was all around Jussie Smollett's case.
I think it's so inhumane, especially for some of these offenders who should just be released, especially in places where now things like marijuana have become legal and there are still people who are serving time for small marijuana counts years ago. It's so inhumane to think for these types of criminals, we're going to put them on lockdown for 2 weeks or more.
And not give them have the proper things like soap and water. For the people that are testing positive, are they getting proper treatment? I mean, it's very sad. Listen, I don't think that anybody should be treated wrong. They're prisoners, but they're still human beings.
Yes, and absolutely.
It really bothers me. All right, well, if you're celebrating a birthday, and better news, happy, happy birthday. You're in good company. TV host and commentator Rachel Maddow turns 47. This is AJ's favorite singer of all time, Susan Boyle, 59.
You already know.
Mm-hmm. You love her.
I will tell you, this is one of my favorite songs of all time.
And you love Susan Boyle singing it?
Uh-huh. When I went to college, no, not Susan Boyle. You caught me there. My freshman year of college, I was a little closeted gay boy at the University of Toledo. And my best friend, Heidi, at the time, she was a great singer. She would call me when I would get down and depressed because I was still in the closet, but she knew. And she would call me and sing this song to me over the phone. And I would just sit there and cry and just calm down when I'd get so overwhelmed by the idea that somebody could find out that I was gay. This is the song, not Susan Boyle singing it, but my friend Heidi was singing it. That's what kind of brought me back down to, you know, earth.
Well, that's so sweet. We are talking to your mama, but before we do, give us a vibe of the day.
I just got really sappy there for a second.
Yeah,
sorry.
You did.
Okay, so vibe of the day, April 1st. Everything you are going through is making your story more interesting and powerful. The stories and lessons you'll be able to share with others will make all of the temporary pain and confusion worth it. Oh my gosh, my pain and suffering in that moment while my friend sang to me in my dorm room is now part of my story.
And it's amazing.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mind blown.
Listen, and you did get sappy, but we love that. We love all feelings. That's why we have our segment, Checking In. No matter how you feel, we just want to have an honest, raw conversation about what's going on in the world. We are friends and we'll get through this together, but we need a mom right now. So AJ Gibson's MamaCaf is calling in to check in. We'll have that coming up next.
So each day we like to take a moment to check in, whether it be with friends, family, our listeners. I think it's important that we have real honest conversations as we all adjust to this new normal. And it's important that we look out for each other. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to be checking in with my mom in just a moment. But before we do that, we actually just got an email from our boss that a fellow, a coworker of ours, an employee, a family member of the Entercom family just sent this. And we've been given the approval to go ahead and share this with you. I think it's really important. It's very powerful. This is from my sister, who is a nurse in Phoenix, is how this email starts. Hey, brother, got your message. In the middle and front lines of this COVID disaster, work is like a war zone. I feel like my soul has been ripped from my body. This COVID business is scarier than I could have imagined. I have no control over my patients and I'm working solo in a war zone as my fellow ICU nurses are, sitting with patients as they die because zero family allowed in. Oh, man, I've never seen anything so crazy. Poor Aiden is absolutely gutted about his senior year. Just not fun. I hope you guys are safe and healthy. I will phone you back on Thursday when they give a day off. This is an update from a family member, a friend, a coworker of ours here at Entercom. And it just goes to show how serious this is. And once again, like, we want to send all of our love and support to anyone working on the front lines, whether you're in a hospital, you're a nurse, a doctor, or if you're working at a grocery store.
All healthcare workers, everybody that's working those essential jobs right now. Yeah. It's so important to have this segment because it is so important to talk about. You know, we laugh, we have a good time, we want to joke around.
Because we have to.
We also want to be empathetic and sympathetic and very grateful, and we are.
So I know my mom's listening right now, so sorry, Mom, to start off the segment that way, but thank you so much for joining us, Mama Kath.
Hi, Mama Kath.
You're welcome. That was not a good way to start.
I know. And listen, I know you're an easy crier, especially right now. So let's just keep this light as much as we can. But how are you holding up? How are you guys doing? How are you, my father and my little sister, doing in Ohio?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. I'm like a hermit. I go out if we have to go to the grocery store and I do the pickup. And Ken's always goes with me and we wipe everything down in the car and then we bring it home and wipe all the food down and soak all the fruit and vegetables. We're just trying to do everything we can to keep it out of here. Mm. It's kind of hard though, because my husband's working still and he comes home, poor guy.
Well, tell us about that routine.
Yeah.
That's been interesting.
This is wild to me. I love it.
Well, it's a good thing we have a garage. I don't know what people are doing that don't have a garage, but, when he leaves work, he comes home and he has wipes in his car and he wipes everything down that he's touched and he gets out of the car and he strips naked in the garage.
Butt naked in the garage.
Butt naked. And Ken's runs and hides when he gets home because she knows he's coming through the house.
Ken's is my little
share an exchange.
Yeah. Ken's is my 23-year-old sister who's at home. She just graduated college. She's staying with my parents right now.
Yeah. And then he just, I always have his sweats and clean sweats and sweatshirt for him upstairs, and he runs up the steps. He dumps his clothes in the washer and runs up the steps and showers. And hopefully he scrubs well.
Well, it's imperative that he does, because what some of our listeners may not know is you survived breast cancer last year. And so you could be more at risk. But I also want to talk about, like, you're a mom and you have beautiful children. How are you doing just with those things?
Now you're going to make me cry.
Don't cry. I love you. You know, I think it's just important because there's so many moms and there are so many women that are in your position that are working so hard every day, just like you, to stay healthy, to keep their families healthy. And it's just, you should be honored for doing that. All the moms.
And you're doing a great job of checking in on this, Mom. And all of us are safe, but how is it not being able to hold your grandbabies or to like see your kids face to face right now?
I lost it a couple days ago. Ken's and I went to, we had Kroger pickup. No, I'm sorry. My Uncle Denny, we took my Uncle Denny a couple things of soup that I had made, because he's like on oxygen. He's going to be 80 and he can't get out. So Ken's course ran it up to, she didn't go in the house. She just puts it up on his step and he comes out and gets it. But when we did that, we drove by the grandkids' house and went out front.
My mom is very, very close. She's a great grandmother. She's super close to my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And I know how hard it is for you to not be able to hold them right now. But they know how much they love you. Can I just tell the story of what you did with the coloring?
Yeah.
Because I can tell my mom right now she's not going to be able to talk too much. So I'm going to tell the story. When we were kids, my mom used to draw pictures a lot. She's really great at taking markers and like basically like looking at something and replicating it. And she used to do it a lot when we were kids. And then she just stopped. And my little sister, Mackenzie, who's at home now, she's a really great artist. But she never knew that mom also was. And I reminded mom, I said, hey, while you're home, why not take this opportunity to draw some pictures and send them to your grandkids? She's like, you know what? That's a really great idea. So she got markers and paper, and she drew pictures and sent them to – and my one my brother-in-law and my sister – or my brother and my sister-in-law posted a video of my little nieces opening. They said they had no idea that Grandma Kathy – could do that.
It's so well. I saw them. They're amazing. They're actually incredible, yeah. Mama Cat. They're so beautiful.
So they know you love them,
and you're beautiful, and we appreciate you. You have an amazing son. He's working super hard too. He's staying healthy, and he's keeping people inspired and entertained. So don't worry about him.
Oh, I listen.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to say that.
She's a diehard Morning Beat listener.
We love you, and we just want you to know that we're here with you every morning, too. We talk about you every morning.
Yeah, Mom, stay safe, and I'm sure I'll probably FaceTime you in like an hour, and then again in two hours, and then again in 3 hours.
So, hey, sorry I lost it a little bit.
No,
hey, there's nothing to be sorry about. It is the most human thing that you could feel right now, and many are crying with you because we're all in this together.
Hey, Mom.
Yes?
I love you being my mom.
I love you being my son.
Wow, I love that. We'll be right back. Oh, Black D, oh, Black D.
We want to thank you once again for hanging out with us today on The Morning Beat. We appreciate your support as your listening habits change, as you're maybe working from home now, maybe working at a home office or something like that. We invite you to hang out with us every single morning, Monday through Friday. Also, go ahead and download the radio.com app, and you can listen to The Morning Beat in podcast form. All of our past episodes are up there, so you can hang out with us. If there's any conversations or funny bits you missed, go back and re-listen.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Listen again and then listen again.
And then you know what? For fun,
listen one
again.
More time. Let's do it. All right. So as we send you off into the day, we want to give you three sort of inspirational little nuggets to take along with you. Instead of doing stories today, we're doing music. And our producer, Justin, is really excited to share that music with you because I think he just started playing it. So first up, let's listen to a new coronavirus take on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm.
Allergies. Same.
Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, I can tell you every time I sneeze or my partner sneezes, we have bad allergies this time of year.
Oh, God, same.
I immediately run and get my thermometer. I take my temperature.
Oh, I was laughing so hard during Justin Martindale's segment that I went to the bathroom and I coughed. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
You coughed into a towel so we couldn't hear you so we wouldn't run out the door screaming.
I actually did. I really did cough into a towel because I was like, oh, my God, he needs to hear is one cough, he's leaving.
I was watching you. That's so creepy. You were in the bathroom.
Okay,
no, I wasn't.
Okay, this is a really fun way that they did this to Mary Poppins' supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious.
Go on.
There is a super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. And if we don't act quick in social distance, it will mire us in a stretch of quarantine that lasts until July. A super bad, transmittable, contageous, awful virus.
Oh, my
and
God.
If you got a better cough,
I hope it doesn't
if
last.
If you got a better cough in your arm. Now, back in 1918, influenza had its run.
Oh.
But half their docs were busy overseas with World
How
War
How are people so
today
clever?
So much smarter than us.
Say, if you don't want this
virus, oh, my God. I love that.
That's a quick one.
That's a really good one.
That's difficult. Well, then there's this one. This one has a few, can we call them F-bombs?
Sure.
But we've taken care of those for you and made this radio-friendly. Take a listen.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the at home. Ooh. I need the gym. I need the beach. I hear you.
Oh, my God. I love it. You know, that's my favorite word.
I do need the gym, and the beach, though. I get that.
I know. Well, listen, I'm just happy that we can still step outside a little bit and get some fresh air. So all I need is a little sunny D. I'm telling you guys, Monday, I was rough. It was rough for me. And then I was feeling very in my feelings and really depressed. And I went outside. I took a walk. I got in the sun. And it helped so much.
Yeah, I did a workout outdoors for the first time, I think, Sunday. And it really did. I haven't done it since. I'm not going to lie. But it was a nice little 30 minutes.
If you do a workout every once a week, you're fine.
Why not?
Well, that's the end of our show. I want to thank Yvette Nicole Brown again. She was so incredible.
And Justin Martindale.
Justin Martindale
literally
insane.
Had you trying to catch your breath and running to the restroom
laughing. It's very literal when I said I peed my pants laughing. Like, I just still can't stand
you. You know what? Somebody should give him a show. Oh, wait, they did. It's on tonight on E!
Yes! You can check it out at 11 p.m. 10 Central. Take care of yourselves. Have a great rest of your day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.